Hello and welcome to the 382nd episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. I'm your host, Jackson, and today I'm going to be going over the top 5 worst brawlers in Brawlers. Pretty self-explanatory episode with this new meta being added to the game. I mean, everything is different. The bottom 5 are a lot different from what they used to be. I decided to just kind of do a quick episode just so you guys know which brawlers you should probably try to avoid playing, at least for now. Let's go right into it. Alright, so coming in at number 5 on the list, the 5th worst brawler inside of Brawl Stars, might actually be kind of a surprise. It's going to be BB. BB has really fallen down throughout the meta these past few weeks. I mean, before the balance changes, she was like a pretty consistent like top 10 brawler. Could play her in most modes. She had a really good matchup against a lot of brawlers. And just in general, was a really powerful brawler in the meta. But she has really fallen off lately for one main reason. And that is just that really all the tanks got buffed except for her. I mean, I know she's technically not a tank, but she basically plays the same role as one. And yeah, I mean, now that almost all of them got buffed, it basically makes it so the tanks just get their super even when enemies attack them. That did not happen to BB. So now BB is, I mean, pretty much just a worse version of literally every other tank in the game. I mean, there just isn't any reason to play BB over like an El Primo or a Frank, which is way better. BB is just really bad in the meta right now because she just doesn't have a good matchup against tanks because of how strong they are. But still, like, all the non-tank brawlers counter her because a bunch of people are playing, like, tank counters. So she just really doesn't work against anyone. I mean, unless you're at low trophies that are going against, like, weird brawlers, then BB can work. But, yeah, I mean, you really just can't play her anywhere. I mean, she's not even really that good in Showdown anymore with this El Primo meta. I mean, yeah, really, like, there isn't too many modes you can make her work in. Just a very weak brawler overall. This meta really doesn't favor her. I feel like BB is one of the brawlers that gets affected the most by what the meta's like. Because, like, she doesn't really need to be changed, like, balanced. Because as soon as the meta shifts again, BB could easily jump into the top 5, even without any balance changes. Definitely BB. Very weak right now. Just don't recommend pushing her. Just very weak. It's countered by tanks and tank counters, which is pretty much just the whole meta right now, which is why, in my opinion, BB is the 5th worst brawler inside of Brawl Stars. So coming in number 4 on the list, this one also, like BB, might be a surprise. It's actually going to be Piper. Personally, I feel like Piper is just very weak right now for a few reasons. I mean, one, she just doesn't do too good in this meta. She doesn't have a great matchup against tanks. I feel like they can kind of dodge her shots. Like, the main area would play Piper is Bounty. I mean, Piper's even worse than Bounty now because even if she's going against tanks, they can kind of get hit a few times, just heal back up, keep getting hit and super on her, and not much she can do about it. And then also, I feel like Belle is just like a strictly just a better version of Piper. I mean, there's really no reason to play Piper when you can go with Belle. They have the same range, but Belle is just way more versatile. Her attacks are way stronger. She's better at close range. Her super is game changing. Her gadget's better. Just everything about Belle is kind of a better version of Piper. I mean, only thing good about Piper really is like that homemade recipe gadget, which can sometimes get a few kills. But I mean, other than that, Belle is a strictly better version of Piper, which is really just makes it kind of pointless to play Piper. Just in general, she's not too strong in the meta, really only good in one or two game modes at most, which is why, in my opinion, she's the 4th weakest brawler inside of Brawl Stars. So coming at number 3 on the list, it's actually going to be Bo. So, I mean, Bo, he was kind of sitting around middle of the pack, mainly just because of how well he worked with Nani and Knockout and Bounty. But now that they nerfed his totem, so pretty much it can only charge up one super and then it'll get destroyed. Now it is very bad. He can't really combo with Nani anymore. It just doesn't work. And that was really the only reason you'd ever play Bo. So now that you can't do that, there really just isn't a reason to play Bo anywhere. There's just better versions of him. He's just too inconsistent with his damage, I feel like. Just way too easy to dodge his shots. I mean, even if he manages to hit a shot, it's usually only going to be like 700 damage. His mines are just way too easy to get around. Now both of his gadgets are useless. His health isn't even particularly great anymore. Range isn't that great compared to like Belle. He's a bad matchup against like everyone in the meta. Just super weak. I mean, it's kind of sad that like the only reason he used to see any play was like specifically only for his gadget, and that was literally it. And now that gadget is useless, we just really see how weak Bo actually is. I feel like Bo honestly just kind of needs a rework. They need to change something, maybe about like a super attack pattern. They just need to change something because he just doesn't really work as a brawler, which is why I have him so low on the list. And yeah, I think he's the third worst brawler inside of Brawl Stars right now. So coming at number two on the list, in my opinion, the second worst brawler in Brawl Stars. This one is definitely not a surprise. Brawler's been bad for a very long time. That is going to be Dynamike. So even with that buff Dynamike got recently that made him faster, I believe he's now the speed of like a tank. He just still really isn't good. I mean, it's partially because of the meta. Dynamike is very weak against tanks. I mean, really just all throwers are. Their tanks can just easily dodge their shots. And even if they get hit, they just have so much health and can pressure up with their fast movement speed to easily take down throwers. I mean, Dynamike is just overall the weakest thrower. There's really no reason to ever play him. He is countered by the meta. Even with that movement speed, he just still isn't that good. I mean, he's okay in like duos, but I mean, other than that, he's just terrible in all the 3v3 modes. Just way too hard to make him work. Just really no reason to ever play Dynamike. Just gets countered way too easily. Just too inconsistent. He's just too inconsistent. I mean, he's basically like a bow, but just even worse. So yeah, I mean, Dynamike still really weak. No real surprise. I think the only way to actually make Dynamike good is to make his attack range bigger. But other than that, he's always just gonna be pretty bad. But yeah, that's why I have Dynamike as the second worst brawler inside of Brawl Stars right now. So coming in number one, this one definitely not a surprise. This brawler's been the weakest brawler in the game for like a year and a half now. It's going to be Shelly. I mean, Shelly is just so bad. I mean, kind of put things into perspective. Even in a tank meta where, I mean, Shelly is supposed, her job is supposed to be to counter tanks. Even in a meta where literally everyone is playing tanks right now, she's still just so weak that she doesn't see any play. I mean, that just kind of shows how bad she is. Even in the perfect meta for her, she's just still unplayable and the worst brawler. I mean, for a few reasons. One, I mean, she's just a worse version of a tank. Like, there's no reason to play Shelly when you use a tank who has more health, faster movement speed, probably better damage. Their super will literally charge up from getting damage. So they're just way better than Shelly. And then if you want a tank counter, you're way better off using someone with some actual range, like an Ems, a B, a Colette, someone like that, are just way better at doing the job. There's just never any place to play Shelly. She just isn't good in any mode. If you have to push her, you probably want to do it in Showdown or that one Brawl Ball map. But outside of that, I mean, Shelly is just completely useless. 100% worst brawler in the game. I mean, they need to do some crazy buff to Shelly for her to ever be good. But I mean, at this point, I really don't expect them to ever buff her just because she's insanely good at low trophies. So if they end up buffing her, she'll be like unbeatable at low trophies. Unfortunately for higher trophy players, makes it so, yeah, I mean, Shelly just unplayable. You just can't play her at all. I mean, Shelly right now, weakest brawler in the game. And I really don't expect to see that change anytime soon. That's going to be my list for the top five worst brawlers in the game right now. It's definitely shifted up quite a bit. This tank meta is very interesting. I mean, honestly, I kind of like it. It's just been so long since tanks are good. At the same time, though, I'm kind of getting annoyed at it. I really just want to see a meta where Carl's the best brawler in the game. Like, we had that for a little bit, but there was also, like, Squeak, which was annoying. So I kind of just want, like, a Carl Max meta again. I think that's probably the best meta of all time. So I'm hoping that'll happen at some point. It seems like a lot of people agree with me on that. It's going to wrap it up for today's episode. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it.